And if the book belongs to him, it's his book, but if it belongs to us, it's
ours or mine.
All right. At night, you close your eyes and you go to
sleep.
And 100 years ago, black people who were not free were called
slaves.
A furry animal that hops is a
rabbit.
And the person might go squirrel hunting with a .22
rifle.
And instead of having potatoes, what other white stuff might you have for supper?
You might have artichokes. That's not, I guess.
Some white fluffy stuff. Not potatoes, but
cabbage.
Do you ever eat rice?
Cauliflower?
Rice.
Rice. Green wheat.
Do you have much rice? Do people eat a lot of rice?
Pretty regular.
Uh-huh.
Eat it pretty regular. That's on the old sandbars.
Oh, okay. And the number after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
All right. Now, excuse me. This part had to do mostly with verb forms and pronunciation. Now, the next part, if you're willing to stay with me, has to do with naming objects.
Well, you can absorb some of the shock.
All right. This part has to do with naming things. And what do you call the part of day, the latter part of the daylight hours, say around 3 or 4 o'clock?
Well, afternoon. But in my young days, it's called everything after the meridian, evening.
I see.
Then the distinguish between sunset, you know, and that period between the meridian, you know, and the going down the sun, they call it all evening.
Mm-hmm. And how about when the sun, what time of day is it when the sun first appears?
The morning.
And
morning.
Before the morning, when the sun just comes up, what do you call it?
That's the rising of the sun?
Sunrise or sun up?
Sunrise. I've heard you call it sun up.
But you say sunrise.
Sunrise.
And sunset.
And sunset.
You don't say sundown.
Sundown.
Uh-huh. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun comes out, we say the weather is...
clearing?
Do you ever hear that faring off?
Faring off, right.
Faring up?
Yeah. Faring up. Faring off.
Which is...
faring up.
Which did you used to use more often? Faring or clearing?
Faring off.
Faring. But I think today we say clear,
yeah.
Clearing up, right? And what's a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Cloudburst? Downpour?
Downpour?
Downpour.
I got some interesting answers. How about a goose drowner? Did you ever hear that?
Yes, I've heard that.
And a gully washer?
Gully washer.
Toad strangler?
Ladder knot floater?
Lighter knot floater?
That lighter knot is something that for the limb comes out of the tree. The tree may have died 100 years ago and left it not lying on the ground. It's saturated with that tar, which is a natural preservative. Light 100 years and it's heavy as lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big hunk of coal.
I see.
And it takes water, gushing water strength to move it. That's how the meaning
that's
is called lighter knot floater.
Lighter wood knot floater.
A round piece of wood going down the stream, you know, like a piece of sap that's the entire.
Uh-huh.
Dry sap, it's so easy.
And over the fireplace, what do you call that shelf?
Metal.
And the things that the logs rest in on the fireplace?
Does.
And small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And
splinters.
Splinters, uh-huh. And what are the particularly rich pieces of wood that you use to cut the into little slivers to get the fire started?